Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
Each new day, God gives you a choice to make. Blessing or cursing, life or death,
it's in your hands. The choice is yours to make. So what will you choose today?
Therefore choose life, that you and your descendants may live. Will you love the Lord your God and obey His voice? For God is your life, the length of your days. So what will you choose? Will you choose life?
Life or death, blessing or cursing, the choice is in your hands. How will you choose to live? And so this day, I have a choice to make. Blessing or cursing, life or death, how will I live? The choice is mine to make. I choose Jesus Christ and His way. Choose life, that me and my descendants may live. I will love the Lord my God and obey His voice. For God is my life and the length of my days. Today I choose Him. I choose Jesus Christ. So what will choose? Will you choose life?
Therefore choose life, that you and your descendants may live. Will you love the Lord your God and obey His voice? For God is your life and the length of your days. So what will you choose? Will you choose life
today. Through the eyes of an orphan, we see pain here on earth. All the hunger and starvation this world is going through. There are wars everywhere, people dying here and there. But there is hope, it's not the end. We're bound for glory. This is not our home, this is not where we belong. God prepared a place for us to be happy eternally.
Lifted up and bow the knee. Mother.
the three friends refused to bow down. Like everyone else in the crowd, whether they lived or died, they would worship their God. And he stood with them through the fire. Like the reformers of old, they stood only for their God. His word was their cry, they would not deny, they gave up their lives in the fire. Will you stand faithful? Will you choose God or man? Will you stand? Will you stand? Will you stand on the Bible alone?
Jesus hung painfully on a cross. The people, they shouted.
Stand faithfully, boldly for all to see. We will choose God, not man. We will stand. We will stand. We will stand on the Bible. Yeah.
despise, forsake thee. Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there.
My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord.
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Sandra Ashton.
This story is entitled, God Rained Down a Miracle. Psalms chapter 121, verse 7 to 8 says, The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. My sisters and I were active Pathfinder members at one of the largest Seventh-day Adventist churches in Kingston, Jamaica, in the 1970s. Some of the many activities the club planned included hikes and wonderful trips into the mountains or to various national parks. We were all excited to participate in the last trip for the year to a popular national park, which boasted a beautiful and very deep river. The club planned for all the Pathfinders to have fun swimming, playing games, hiking, racing, and just hanging out. Mum always accompanied her girls on these church-related excursions, as it was a wonderful opportunity for us to bond, as well as for her to keep a watchful eye on her girls. However, this time, she had a significant schedule conflict and would not be able to go with us. With this in mind, Mum had a grave concern regarding our swimming in the river, as it was well known that even strong swimmers have drowned due to its undercurrent. We were probably 8 to 11 years old at the time, and she knew that we would do almost anything to go swimming, regardless of the safety concerns. Dad and Mum both denied our requests to go swimming on that trip and further banned us from even taking our swimsuits so that we would not be tempted. Having a healthy fear of my parents, I decided that I would not take my swimsuit. My younger sister, Lisa, had independent ideas concerning the issue that were in diametric contradiction to our parents' desires and instructions. Mum knew this and started praying. The Sunday morning of the excursion, we awoke to a perfectly beautiful sunny day, having had a restless night due to our excitement. Mum checked our backpacks for contraband and, finding none, kissed us goodbye as we boarded the tour bus along with our Pathfinder group. We spent the morning playing with our friends, singing camp songs while hiking, watching the older boys play cricket and cheering for the teenagers who were playing soccer. After lunch, our friends decided to go swimming, and my older sister, Jennifer, and I were not concerned until Lisa said that she was going too. In shock, we discovered that she had worn her swimsuit under her clothes so that Mum would not know. What started out as a perfectly hot and sunny day immediately became cool with incredibly ominous dark clouds rolling in. Suddenly the skies opened up and sheets of rain fell like we had never seen before, and everyone ran for cover. For the next few hours, we sat at picnic tables in the pavilion playing table games, telling stories, and just having a great time. All the adults were praising God for the rain because the entire country was experiencing a severe drought and it had not rained in months, not even during the rainy season. The National Water Company placed the island on water use restriction and even shut off the water during certain hours of the day for conservation purposes. By the time the rain stopped and the sun shone brightly again, it was time for us to leave. Upon exiting the park, someone observed that the ground and streets were completely dry. We all soon realised that it had rained only in the park. The adults were disappointed. However, when we told Mum upon returning home, she praised the Lord for answering her prayers to prevent Lisa from swimming because she knew Lisa would have been tempted to disobey. God heard and answered Mum's prayers by sending rain during a drought. Our God works miracles in unexpected ways, even to save the life of my sister and to increase the faith of our family. A reflection associated with this story comes from The Great Controversy, 1888 edition, page 512. A guardian angel is appointed to every follower of Christ. These heavenly watchers shield the righteous from the power of the wicked one. This Satan himself recognized when he said, "Doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made a hedge about him, and about his house, and about all that he hath on every side?" Job chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. The agency by which God protects his people is presented in the words of the psalmist. "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them." Psalms 34, verse 7. Said the Saviour, speaking to those that believe in him, "Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father." Matthew chapter 18, verse 10. The angels appointed to minister to the children of God have at all times access to his presence. God Rained Down a Miracle was written by Anne Burnett of Helping Hands Ministry.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
Let's listen to William Ackland as he shares a psalm from his paraphrase of the Bible called The Gift.
Psalm 9, today's reading, is again a psalm from David and is for the choir director. "My heart and my voice shall praise you, O Lord. I will make known all your wonderful works. I will delight and rejoice in you, and daily sing praises to your name, my great King. My enemies shall try to escape from me, for when they see your presence, they will fall down and perish without a trace. You have spoken up for me in the courtroom, as you sat on your throne judging righteously. You have reprimanded the nations and have destroyed those who insult you. Their names are blotted out, never more to be remembered. The enemy is overcome by a superior power, as their cities are razed, and their places in the world is not known anymore. But the Lord will always be there. His throne secures true judgment. He shall judge the world righteously, and in the midst of falsehood shall pronounce a judgment that will always be true. The Lord is a secure haven for those who are harshly treated, a refuge in the time of their trouble. Those who know you as their God will gladly trust you, for you will never forsake those who seek your face. Sing a song of praise to the Lord, all you who live in Zion. Tell all the people what he has done. When he defends the innocent, he will never forget them. His ear hears the cries of the afflicted ones. Please have mercy on me, O Lord. Remember the torments of those who hate me, for only you can snatch me from the gates of death, so that I can sing your praises in the gates of Jerusalem. Forever I will rejoice in your salvation. Those who spurn you have dug a pit that keeps them trapped. They are caught in a net which they hid for another, but their own foot is caught in it. The Lord is known to deliver true justice, but the wicked person is caught in the snare they have made. Those who are wicked shall go to the grave, as will all the people who ignore God. For those who suffer shall not always be forgotten. Their hopes and dreams will one day be realized. Arise, O Lord, do not let people go their own way. May all the people be judged in your presence. Bring terror to them, O Lord, that the people of this earth may know they are only human after all."
It's been our pleasure bringing you this program today here on 3ABN Australia Radio.